The Children's Book Award finalists were announced earlier today. 164 entries were whittled down to a shortlist of 29. And we spoke to Briar Laurie from Little Unity just on Tuesday night, actually, and she's back. Hi, Briar.
Kia ora, Karen.
All right. Who are in the finals?
A whole lot of really exciting people, I have to say. So we've got five finalists in most of the categories. In the Picture Book Awards, we've got Stacey Gregg, famous for her horse book for middle readers, with her picture book debut, Minnie Winnie, Happy Birthday to Me, Puffin the Architect by Kimberly Andrews, The Bomb by Sasha Cotter, Things in the Sea Are Touching Me by debut author Linda Jane Keegan, and Who Stole the Rainbow by Basanti Unka, who won the big Margaret Mahe Book of the Year prize a few years ago for The Boring Book, which some parents might remember was very popular back in 2014. So that's the picture book stuff. Then in terms of things for junior fiction, so that's kind of anyone who's starting chapter books through to kind of intermediate age or thereabouts. You've got Jez Hunt's Search for a Kiwi Killer, The Dog Runner by Bryn McDibble, The Map Maker's Race by Ellis Hunter, The Telegram by Philippa Wherry, and Steph Matsuku's Fetu Tor and the Magician. So some really cool diversity of different entries from different publishers, both big internationals, smaller local press indies, and a couple of self-published titles in there as well. Shall I continue?
They're all New Zealand books, one assumes.
They are, yes. A couple of them are based offshore, but are all Kiwis and couples in the Kiwi market too.
So we started off with the picture books, and of course the authors aren't necessarily the illustrators. Somebody like Lynley Dodd, she illustrates her own books, doesn't she, the Harry McCleary books?
She does, yeah.
Yeah. So out of those people that you read out, have they all done the drawings?
No, it's a bit of a combo, actually. So there's two of them are author-illustrator combos. That's Puffin the Architect and Who Stole the Rainbow. Then The Bomb is a separate author and illustrator, Sasha Cotter and Josh Morgan, but they invariably pair together to do their books. This is their, I think, third collaboration, so I'm sure there's a lot of kind of fluidity between the two roles for them. And then the other two, Minnie Winnie and Things in the Sea Are Touching Me, are both your kind of more standard author and illustrator collab.
Have you seen them all?
I have, yep.
And what are they like, those the children's picture books?
They're all pretty amazing. You know, it was a great field of entries, I'm sure, you know, not knowing exactly what other books publishers might have put forward. But I wouldn't be mad to see any of them win. They're all really cool books from a nice variety of different authors. You know, obviously we all do have our favourites, but no, I wouldn't be sad to see any of them take that top gong.
Well, tell us some of your favourites in the pile.
So out of those picture books, I'm a real big fan of The Bomb, Sasha Cotter and Josh Morgan. I've been describing it to people as kind of such a quintessentially New Zealand summer book. You know, it's basically kids throwing bombs into the water. It's vibrantly illustrated, full of colour, full of diversity of the kids and adults portrayed in it. And then the main character, who's just an unnamed boy, just is a great portrayal of a kid doing something successfully by doing it their own way. So, you know, it ticks a whole lot of different boxes that you want from a really good picture book.
A boy, did you say? We were having this conversation about...
We were.
too many males in books,
yes.
And for children.
And it's an interesting one with that as well, because the character themselves is relatively ambiguous looking. You know, a preschooler kid could just as equally be of any gender when they're running around with no top on at the beach. But it's not until the very last page where people are crying out, "He's the bomb," that you actually see that it is meant to be a boy from the author's perspective. So you can, you know, you could always just flip it up if you're a parent reading aloud who doesn't have a kid who can quite figure out their she from he on the page yet.
And, Briar, there was an interesting article on the spin-off today about the overuse of words like poo and bum and farts.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Silly or lazy rhymes. Is this the case with any of these books?
No, I think the judges have done a pretty formidable job with picking some real creme de la creme. And look, there is always going to be a place for those books, I think. And I do absolutely understand where Catherine Wolfe was coming from in that article. And I share a lot of her feelings too. But at the same time, some of those books just really spark with kids.
Yeah, kids love kids. Poo and bum
exactly.
And farts.
Exactly.
That's their favourite.
It really is. You know, the grosser the better. And I think there's some a happy in-between sometimes between, you know, the really crass poo-bum fart books and the super stylized, beautiful for the parents but kind of a little too esoteric for the kids that are sometimes out there too. And I think that the finalists in the picture book category do manage to strike somewhere in the middle that they will, you know, appeal to parent and child alike.
Okay, and what about your favourite? We've been talking about books that you remember from your childhood. So what have you got on your list?
Oh, honestly, I was such a voracious reader as a kid, as I guess, you know, you'd expect a future children's bookseller to be. But if I'm picking one from New Zealand authors that was a read and read and read again, I'd have to say Bow Down Shadrach by Joy Cowley. It's a junior fiction, so I probably read it when I was in about year five or six.
Yes.
And it's basically set on a farm in the Marlborough Sounds with a family with a very, very old horse called Shadrach, who used to be in circuses and hence why he could do tricks like bow down. I guess I can't be spoilers when the book's been out for about 30 years, but he does die at the end of the book, and it's very sad, but you have to experience these traumatic experiences sometimes in children's books, I think.
So you can still get that one?
You can. It's published by Penguin, so they make sure that some of Joy Cowley's wonderful classics are still out there for current generations to enjoy as well. So I'm sure I'll have a lot of librarians backing me up on saying that Bow Down Shadrach is definitely a Kiwi classic.
Is that illustrated or not?
No. So that's a chapter book. Yeah, if I was picking picture books, I would say probably Witch in the Cherry Tree, Margaret Mahe. I've got pretty classic tastes.
So yeah, great. And New Zealand taste, which is good.
Yeah, you know, look, there were obviously a lot of internationals in my sphere as well, but something about those ones always just rang a little closer to home, I think, and that's probably why they stuck with me that little bit more.
Well, you're the perfect person to be selling books, as you say. It's a marvellous job for you. And the award ceremony will be on the 7th of August.
I believe so. They're always a good night, any kind of book awards, you know, and I think there's an extra spark of fun about the kids' ones. So it's always an enjoyable evening to sort of see what happens, and hopefully, from what I've seen of different authors and illustrators interacting on Twitter and the like today, there's a lot of deep respect between the different individuals who have made the cut. So hopefully, no matter who wins on the day, everyone's going to be feeling pretty good about themselves.
Exciting. Great, Briar. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks very much. Bye.
That's bookseller Briar Laurie.